I'll wait for it to go a couple feet. Now, you'll have to repeat that. Now, what did you call the part of the roof that carries off the water?
Gutter. G-U-T-T-E-R.
Okay.
And it had a downspout, a drain pipe on.
Okay, if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, if you don't know him, but you've heard other people talk about him, you say, no, I don't know him, but I...
heard of him.
Heard of him. Okay. Okay, if somebody you know likes ice cream, and I didn't know that, and I ask you, does so-and-so like ice cream? You'd say, yes, he...
I don't care for it, he likes it, or he does care for it.
Okay. In many cases...
live on this. If the people have to learn to live on this, the big shots have to learn. Because one's not any good without the other. They got to live together.
Well, sure. Sure. If they don't, they'll be at one another's throats a lot.
They give you 10,000 words to express one thought on a descriptive adjective will do the same thing. You got intelligence enough to know what you're talking about. But I don't know. I think that there's a lot of good people and a lot of bad people. But until we learn to share and give and help some poor devil every day, if you ask the Lord that makes you a blessing to someone every day, well, it pays dividends. I don't lean backwards in my religion. I don't lean far enough. I'm for anybody's religion if they believe it in them themselves. Otherwise, I don't try to sing on for a Baptist or a Methodist or anything else.
Well, tell me all the different churches that you've gone to.
I've always been a Baptist, but I've been to several churches in Arizona, daughter of First Christian Church, and a Methodist church there. All Protestant churches. I've been in Catholic churches, too. And they're good people and all, and they got some good things they could interchange and use, some ideas, but if a Catholic said it or a Baptist said it, I don't go for that. And you make your own record, the church don't make it.
Oh, yeah.
They're not making a mistake. It doesn't make any difference what you do. You're responsible for it. Maybe not to you on earth, but your maker knows what's right and what's wrong. And you ought to thank your soul. He loves us worthless sinners. A guy in Sunday school about 3 years ago said, Lord, forgive us worthless sinners. Well, I kind of laughed. Well, that wasn't sacrilegious. That's exactly what you are. You're no good to anybody. I said, yeah, there's some worthless Christians, too. I'm